This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Chinese government has put out a new white paper on gender equality and women's development. In it, the government says it maintains a constitutional principle of equality between men and women, which is also a basic state policy for promoting progress in the country. The paper has also been issued to coincide with the 20th anniversary of the UN's Fourth World Conference on Women this Tuesday. Meantime, the government has also announced a high-level global leaders meeting on gender equality and women's empowerment is going to be chaired in New York on Sunday by Chinese President Xi Jinping. Over 70 world leaders expected to make concrete commitments to overcome gender equality at that meeting. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice commenting on Chinese President Xi Jinping's trip to the U.S. this week, saying the relationship between China and the U.S. is not a zero-sum game. Rice contending the U.S. has deepened its engagement with China at every level under the Obama administration. At the same time, she says the U.S. relationship with China is a critical element of the Obama administration's larger strategy of its pivot toward Asia. Chinese President Xi Jinping set to start his journey in the West Coast city of Seattle later on this Tuesday. He'll then travel to Washington, D.C. for talks with U.S. President Barack Obama on Friday. A Sino-Russian joint committee meeting underway in Moscow, meeting of the China-Russia Committee of Friendship, Peace, and Development, the 10th since the group was formed in 1997. In delivering a message to the group, Chinese President Xi Jinping says the group has done a lot over the years to help ties between China and Russia. He says he'd like to see the group work on creating more people-to-people exchanges between the two countries. China and Britain signing off on 53 different agreements at a just-concluded China-Britain economic and financial session in Beijing. One of the agreements, the expansion of the RMB-pound-sterling swap line, which was established 2 years ago. Two sides also agreeing to carry out a feasibility study on a stock connect system between London and Shanghai. Meantime, British Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne announcing a £2 billion government investment in the Hinkley Point nuclear plant to be built in the community of Somerset. The nuclear plant to be built by state-owned China General Nuclear Corporation and China National Nuclear Corporation. A French collector is returning a collection of some two dozen rare artifacts back to China. Artifacts were originally purchased at auction by the collector after they were looted from tombs in Gansu in the 1990s. 24 gold pieces dating back over 2,500 years to the spring and autumn period of early China were stolen and then smuggled out of the country, items being returned to the Provincial Museum of Gansu. A new report suggesting more than 30 children under the age of 5 have died from malnutrition in a civil protection site in South Sudan so far this month. Civil protection sites are locations guarded by the United Nations to protect the civilian population from the fighting associated with the civil war in South Sudan. The UN says in response to the number of deaths, water and sanitation divisions stepping up activities to address malnutrition and child mortality in the civil protection sites. The UN Children's Fund and the World Food Program also launching a nutrition aid plan to assist over 2 million people in South Sudan for the treatment and prevention of acute malnutrition. That'll be in place until May. Over 50 people have been killed in multiple bombings in Nigeria. The first, a suicide bombing at a busy night market in the city of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria. This then followed by two more explosions, including one at a mosque. So far, the death toll standing at 54, with close to 100 others hurt. Islamist group Boko Haram being blamed for those attacks. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker dropping out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Walker seeing his poll numbers plummeting in recent weeks. A recent CNN poll showing Walker, who was once leading the crowded GOP field, registering less than 0.5% support among Republican voters. The Wisconsin governor, the second GOP candidate to bow out of the race, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, also ending his presidential bid earlier this month. Apple has begun removing a number of applications from its App Store amid revelations a number of the Chinese language products may contain malicious software. The company says it's managed to trace the malware problem to a fake version of its popular App Builder software tool. The tool itself has been posted on numerous Chinese websites. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.